Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com, along with my lovely co-host, Debbie Peterson. And we're coming to you live and on demand 24-7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26 global audio and video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, CastBox, MixCloud. The list goes on and on. I won't bore you. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM and number two caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of the top 60 and number two caregiver podcast on CaringVillage.com. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Keith Demps and his lovely brand new bride, Kat of Orlando, Florida, is co-founder of KLD Consulting, which specializes in self-care caregiver wellness. Is the co-creator of DEMPS, Caregiver Wellness Roadmap. Keith is a nationally certified caregiver by the American Caregiver Association, and he's married to his wife, Dr. Katandria, or Kat Demps. Kat Demps is married to her husband. Of course, if one's married to one, then the other one is married to the other. Keith Demps, and co-founder of KDL Consulting. She is a multilingual, nationally certified speech language pathologist, linguist, certified autism specialist, certified public health researcher, and certified in the practice of cognitive rehabilitation, ACA Advanced National Caregiving and Assisted Living. She is also a certified overachiever. Kat is founder and director of Dr. Love's Healthcare. Dr. Love, I like that. That sounds like a James Bond movie. a 501c3 K&K Services and Dr. Love's Integrative Nutrition and Lifestyle Medicine. What great names you have here. PLLC, I guess that stands for what I just said, maybe. Keith and Kat share their love and passion for service through cooking, traveling, and the Word of God. And so before I go any further, I do want to take this moment and thank last week's guest, Orly Duadi. And she has more than 20 years experience in real estate. She's an architect, rehabber, investor, realtor, mortgage, loan broker. She lives in St. Louis, Mo, with her husband and son. She wrote a book coming out in the spring, Your Home, Your Money, helping current and aspiring homeowners leverage the financial potential of their homeownership based on their needs and desires. Debbie, you're in real estate too, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. State broker. Yes. So that sounds like a great topic.
Real estate is important to caregivers because there's so many decisions they make when and if to sell the house, a reverse mortgage, other things. So great interview. Just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26 global networks that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. Keith and Kat, so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave show.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you so much.
I always like to ask my guests, just who is Keith and Kat Demps and why were they placed on this earth? Keith first and then Kat.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I usually do ladies first, but thank you, Dave.
Well, I'm Keith. We are an equal opportunity employer here, so
yes,
no sexism or preferential treatment.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Who am I? Keith Demps is a native, like you just said, of Orlando, Florida, and been married to my beautiful wife, Kat Demps, for 3 years now, as of June.
Wow.
Yes, coming up. And a little history about me.
She doesn't want you to tell too much history here.
No, I won't tell too much history. But no, I'm a fun-loving guy. I love sports, play a lot of golf, play a lot of bowling, and love to travel and love caregiving for loved ones that God has put in our heart to caregive for. So that's just a little bit about me.
Okay, well, Kat, it's your turn.
And Dave, you've already given us a pretty detailed and warm welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. Very happy to be here and serve in various capacities, not only as a professional caregiver, but a personal caregiver to my parents. Lover of ministry and the Lord and my husband, who has supported me through the last almost 3 years of marriage. So I'm just happy to be here. And in terms of what I love to do, I love to cook. I love to eat my husband's cooking. Love to travel. So have loads of fun.
Well, my wife is a gourmet cook, and that's how we met. I invited her to go sailing, just looking for bodies to fill the boat, and she called me up. I don't know where she got my money from. Boy, is that a Freudian slip? I don't know where she got my number from.
Oh, okay. That was a good one, Dave.
Wow. Sorry. But she called me and says, "Hi, this is Charlene. I just want to thank you so much for inviting me to go sailing. I want to show my appreciation. I'm a gourmet cook," which I was only 20. I didn't know what a gourmet cook was. But she says, "I'd like to invite you over to my house for dinner." And I'm thinking, this is strange. Nobody's ever done that before, you know. But it was a free meal. I was a college student. So I said, okay, I'll go. And I opened the door, and she had an 8-course meal cooking, and music playing in the background, and candles flickering, and Nat Cole singing "Unforgettable." Oh my God, I'm on a date. The rest is history, as we say.
Oh, that's
so wonderful. Let's. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. So, who are you serving? It sounds like you're serving a lot of different people. How do you choose who you serve today? I mean, who gets the priority?
Well, it's based upon the services first and foremost, because as we are now on a retreat, we meet so many different people, and it's just a blessing actually to be able to serve. So it's mostly caregivers that we're serving. We're finding
that's your number one priority right now, caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
That's because you're both caregiving right now.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, that makes sense.
And we don't find them, Dave. They find us. I mean, the opportunities have presented themselves. For example, Keith was at the dentist a couple of weeks ago, and his hygienist just broke down and shared her caregiver story.
And my answer was, because I couldn't talk.
Wow. Yeah, I found that happens. Because everybody's got a caregiver story. I mean, I have another radio show that I interview celebrities with. I'm the co-host, Neil Haley, and I get to ask a celebrity question. A caregiver question at the end. Otherwise, they're just celebrity questions. And I tell them my story, and I say, "So, has caregiving touched your life?" And I tell you, 99 out of 100 of them have got a caregiver story. Oh, my mother's going through that right now, or you know, my brother's autistic, and you know, we all kind of help them out, and this and that. And one day I'm going to write a book about all of the celebrity caregivers that I, but there's just no time right now, but it's on my list of things to do. So what's the number one problem that you find that caregivers have that cause them to burn out? Because, you know, 30% of them die before their loved ones do for burning out.
That is very true. That's very, losing focus on self.
Yeah.
Dave, I cannot tell you how
that sounds selfish though to them. Doesn't it? Is selfish a dirty word?
No, self-care is not selfish.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's a great question. I know that was rhetorical, but I love it. It's losing focus on self before, and then a lot of times we don't even know when we're actually caregiving. You know, one day we're walking down a road, and then maybe perhaps the weather changes. And as we're walking, the weather changed. We take notice of that. But when it comes to caregiving, we give so much of ourselves to others immediately that when it's come time to like take out time on a respite or to go on vacation or do anything, manicure, pedicure, we have to make up so many excuses. Maybe it's not the right time. No, that's part of a burnout of losing focus. Yeah.
Yeah, give until there's nothing left to give, like your phone saying 2%, sorry, I'm going, and it hangs up on you, or your gas gauge is on empty, and it stops, right? Don't wait. Do it beforehand, right?
That's true. That's true. Not only wait, but I know my wife can answer to this, stay charged up. That's what we're about. Stay charged up. Don't. It's like drinking water. We love to drink a lot of water, but sometimes we forget.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you going to say something, Kat? Did I interrupt you?
Oh, no worries. Just to piggyback on what my husband was saying, it's losing focus, but also not having a plan. You have to be intentional about self-care. If you're not intentional and strategic, it won't happen.
So true.
Yeah. Debbie, you have a question for our wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I'm always looking for tips. So for folks who are in that situation now where they're giving selflessly, what are some tips? What are some of the ways that they, what are some of your suggestions for how they can look after themselves?
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Well, that's essentially what our roadmap is all about. And it the acronym is DEMPS, and it sounds very simplistic, but we take for granted the simple things. So the D stands for develop a plan. If you don't have a plan, a lack of planning is a plan to fail. And E is execute it, but also know that next part is the M. You have to maintain it. And the P is pivoting. So would you like to talk about the pivot part?
Oh my goodness. That's what we're doing now. We pivot. We stopped in the middle of caregiving for her parents, which she'll share with you later on about what happened with the parents, and we pivot. We started thinking about, you know what, we're losing focus. We're angry, short-tempered, not to mention the intimacy. Let's just put it all out there. It says, where did it go? We're out the window somewhere. And then we also not patient with one another in terms of loving. As born-again believers, as Christians, we should stay in the Word of God. We find ourselves drifting away from the Word of God, and that's when we know we're in danger.
Yeah.
So those are the red flags for caregivers. When you start seeing those things, you know you've got to get back on track.
Yes, and here's one of the biggest ones, Debbie. Thank you for asking that question. We take our frustrations out on food.
Yeah.
We love to just vent on food and talk about it. And that's part of what our caregiving roadmap is talking about. And we have to pivot away from all of that. But first, don't, like my wife mentioned, have a plan and stick to that plan. And each night, go over that plan. And that plan will let you know, am I losing focus here? Am I drifting away? Okay, now it's time to implement something. So this would bring me back on track, think about self, and then be able to charge oneself, but first acknowledge what's actually happening in your life in order for some change to happen through your life. Because when we're carrying through, and I say through for a reason, because when you have the Spirit of the Lord inside of you and you're caring for people, we have a tendency to allow our emotions and feelings to override what we know is right and true to do, which is focus on self. And then we start allowing our emotions to care for other people rather than saying, okay, look at this roadmap. Let me draw by a gal and say, okay, this is what I need to do.
So how long have you known each other? I know you've been married 3 years. And were you caregivers before you got married or after you got married? How did you become caregivers? And who are you caregiving?
Wonderful. My wife first. I let her speak to that part first, and then I tell mine.
He's just testing to see if I remember when we met. So we met October 2018 when one of the former Dr. Love's healthcare board members was finishing up her master's degree in Arizona. She knew of my failed engagement and asked me if I would be interested in meeting someone. And so that conversation spiraled over his caregiving. He'll tell his story about caregiving as we met.
He was a blind date.
He was through LinkedIn.
Those never work out.
Well, hopefully it sticks. So no, you know, October 2018 rolls around to November, December, January. We don't meet each other in person until January of 2019. He comes to my church for a men's conference, and he sees in real time what has happened to my parents. They suffered a head-on collision in 2015. And so that resulted in my father suffering from third-degree burns and losing his legs. And of course, my mother was ejected from the vehicle, and she has suffered frontal lobe head trauma. And so she still has intermittent seizures. And that subsequently led to us caregiving for them full time as we speak.
And for me,
your father also, they're both alive still?
They are. They are both alive. Yeah.
And they're the ones that we're caring for now, as far as parents. But that's why this is so personal with us. And when I met my wife, I went through divorce, and my ex was actually leaving, and I was caregiving for my mother, which had stage 4 colon cancer. And we had just moved her from Colorado to Arizona, now moving her to Florida. And when I moved her to Florida and came back to Arizona, upon leaving, my ex was in a car accident, rear-ended, and which placed her in a very uncomfortable position underneath the steering wheel. Well, they discovered a tumor inside of her stomach the size of a basketball.
Your ex-wife?
Yes. And after that happened, maybe about a week later, we discovered that my mom has the stage 4 colon cancer.
Wow.
What a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's by God's grace that he brought us together. And the end of the rest of that story, so people aren't in a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I'm hanging in here.
His wife not only survived that, but we're the best of friends. And
really? Yes.
Yes. His mother, you want to finish what happened with your mom?
Well, with my mom, she went on to be with the Lord. But prior to all of that happened, we had a wonderful conversation. Debbie, let me share this with anyone that's caregiving for a loved one that's really close to them. Get to know that loved one, spend quality time with them, journal everything, and at the same time, learn how to release them and let them go. And one of the things to do, one of the ways of doing that, is just getting out everything, even if you have to write down the questions, but get those questions out and perhaps answered so that there can be closure in your life, even if they're not passing away. But there have to be a closure in one's life in order to move forward. And that's what my mother and I done. And we had a wonderful time all the way up to the point that she was leaving the earth. My other siblings, I have 5 other siblings. We had a wonderful time. It was so good that she actually had to slam on the this is a true story. Yeah. She slammed a fist on the gurney. Do you not know that I'm leaving here?
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, we had to really.
Does your ex-wife still need a caregiver?
No, she doesn't, but she's caregiving now for her parents, as from what we know. And then also she's caregiving, obviously, for herself.
Yeah.
And she's healed of the tumor.
Yes, yes. I mean, that was a big turning point in her life.
And so what's the prognosis for your parents, Kat?
So both of my parents, they are still alive and kicking by God's grace. My dad drives his unmodified truck to work. He has a
Well, he's facility. An amputee, right?
He's a double amputee. And he still drives, gets up every morning.
He's got his orthotic devices or whatever they call them.
Yeah, we call them the million-dollar twins. They've got their bionic legs. And
how old are they?
So my dad's just turned 74 in January, and my mom is 73.
Well, they still got some life in them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So do you get a chance to get away? Do you have ways to have people watch them so you can have your life, have your date night or whatever?
Great question. We do. We have a date night every week. Last week, we just got away overnight at a local resort. Yeah. And then we have family members who will come in and sit with them. And we also have professional caregivers that come in and sit with them as well.
Good, because I know you have to go on your honeymoon. I haven't done that yet. So you'll need someone for 1 or 2 weeks, huh? Is that a problem?
No, it's not. It's not a problem because we're going to make it work.
God will provide.
That's Amen. Right. That's right.
Maybe you got any questions?
Well, I'm speechless. I'm so amazed, yeah, and I'm so touched by the story of being really close to your former wife. And I have a similar story in my life. I'm very friendly with my ex, and he and my son and I still operate as a family. And I think that's one of those wonderful blessings that God gives us, and the ability to do that. And I think I agree with you entirely on the situation of the opportunity to caregive can be a huge blessing. I just wouldn't, and I know others who say this, I wouldn't exchange that opportunity to have spent that time with my mother for anything. Mm. It was worth every second. And a lot of that was because she knew what I needed, and I was able to work. I was able to care for her and still do my real estate work from her home. So I was fortunate to have a parent who was prepared and knew where to go every step of the way, and enabled me to enable her. Mm-hmm. And I guess it really is a two-way street a lot of times.
So how independent are your parents? You say they go out and they do things, but they obviously need care as well, yes?
They do. So my mother doesn't drive anymore. She has a left orbital blowout from the car accident. But my dad still drives, and they go to their doctor's appointments. There are times if they're not feeling well, we will accompany them to the doctor just to make sure they're, you know, retaining the information, following up with their medications, things like that.
Do they live with you, or they have their own place? Or
yeah.
No, we live with them as of December the 8th, 2022. We were living in New Jersey, and when we received the call of what was going on with her parents, we dropped everything, meaning life changed for us, jobs and career, everything stopped. And now we're living with them, and we're grateful, we're humbled to be able to serve.
Yeah, a lot of people would be resentful. How do you navigate those feelings, because you're sacrificing? Caregiving can be a blessing. I have 34,000 caregivers in my group, and you know, a lot of the things I hear isn't very positive. You know, I didn't sign up for this. I'm getting no help from my siblings. I'm getting no appreciation from my mom. I mean, you know, it's just negative, negative, negative. And when I tell them that caregiving can be a blessing and a joy, and some other caregivers will say that, they just don't see it. What do you say about them? Or are they already burned out? Because you talk about burnout with some of the things you do and teach, right?
That is so correct, Dave. That's a wonderful, wonderful question. But I want to use us as an example. My wife has a brother, sibling. Now, we recognize that caregiving for him is not in the perspective as it is for us.
Right.
He has his gift, and we love him dearly, both him and his wife. And his gift is not ours, and our gift is not his. So the answer to that question is, first, recognize what is your gift and what you really are passionate about and what you really love to do. That is really the second question, because if a person is not called to be a radio show host or have that ability to do that, then why are we actually going down that road? Let's find someone else. Then the other part about it is, know your capacity. Know the capacity of what you actually can do and how much of that a person can do. But the third one is really the first one. Where our peace comes from is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where we run to. And let me explain when I say run to. We have learned to be real about our emotions. Mm-hmm. If we're hurting at the time, pause, stop, listen, I'm hurting. I'm not really feeling this. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling this. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to caregive today. I want to go fishing or go kick some rocks. That's one of the things of expressing oneself in whatever way that's pure and honest, and be real about what you're actually going through, not the feelings, but the heart, because feelings go up and down, but the heart. So, and for born again believers, we say, Lord, help us according to your word, our emotions to line up with your word. Yeah. You're the one who created us, and we need that now.
Wow, great answer. Kat?
Yeah, so I'm going to just hit it hard in terms of practicality. Some of your followers are not believers. They don't believe in God. And so at the end of the day, you have to acknowledge your feelings. You have to acknowledge what you like and what you don't like. And if you have the means, the last part of the DEMS caregiver roadmap is the S. You source whatever resources you need to pay the experts, to do the expert work. The things that you know you can't do, you're not capable, you're not emotionally capable, the capacity is not there. You source resources. Get the help you need, because you don't want to get to that point where you're resentful and angry, but acknowledge those feelings, whether it's journaling, whether it's talking into your cell phone on your audio message, so you can just somehow, some way get it out. Professionally, personally, find a way to express what's going on with you, because it will come out in another way if you don't address it.
Wow. You know, I can't believe how fast our time has gone today. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Keith and Kat, how can our listeners reach you if they want more information about what you do?
Sure. So you can reach us on our website, which is K, L as in Larry, D as in dog, C as in cat, O as in octopus, N as in no, SULTORS.com. That's KLD. consultors.com. And we're also on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Marriage Plus Sign Health. So that's Marriage Plus Health. And we'd be happy to connect with you.
KLD, and you're spelling consultors with a K?
Yes.
Okay. Tricky website. All right. You got to say something?
Yeah, I was about to say, we also have a cookbook, too, that's coming out.
Really? What kind of food? Yes. Soul food?
No, it's all kinds, actually healthy food. So.
And it relates to caregiving, too, as well. Yeah. It's all part of it.
That's why people are going to love my Acapulco retreat, because it's all sugar-free and gluten-free. It's a very, very healthy thing.
Oh,
anyway, Debbie, how can people reach you?
I'm my name DebbiePeterson.com, DebbiePeterson.com, and I'm not a caregiving expert. I'm an author, and I help people navigate how to be citizens and involved in local government, and sometimes as caregivers, those are issues locally as well. And so, if I can be of help with that, there are lots of resources I'd love to. And I'm just so thankful to the two of you for sharing with us today. So I'm really touched by it. I've got to process some of the things you said. Thank you.
You're too modest, Debbie. You are a CNA, and you were a caregiver to your mother, and that makes you an expert in my book. Right?
Yes. Well, I would refer everyone to you guys. That's not where God's calling me right now. But I have lots and lots of empathy and understanding and appreciation.
Great. And everybody, remember that our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on all your favorite platforms. And my newly released book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is spreading wisdom all over the world, available wherever books are sold, and also on my free membership website, caregiverdave.com. And if you join my Caregiver Dave Facebook community of 34,000 caregivers, you'll learn all about my new caregiver wellness training retreat and mastermind in Acapulco that I offer to burnout caregivers, trying to keep as many of those caregivers alive, since 30% of them die before their loved ones do from the stress. So if you click also the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithms. So again, thank you to all my listeners out there all over the world for tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, it's Dave Nassani, otherwise known as Caregiver Dave, and I'm coming to you live from this beautiful Acapulco villa, which I like to say is the perfect prescription for caregiver burnout. And I have a unique opportunity to bring 14 burned out caregivers up here so that they can decompress and do all the things that they need to do. But this is just a bonus. It actually comes with the 6-month Zoom coaching program. It's a one-on-one consult with me, Caregiver Dave, to identify where you are and where you need to go. It's a 6-monthly small group coaching sessions to smash any obstacles between you and your ideal vision of what a caregiver needs to be and caregiver success. You get my 3 free books and instructions on boundaries, grief, self-care, organization, asking for help, learning how to say no, avoiding burnout, avoiding depression, avoiding perfectionism, avoiding isolation, avoiding resentment, delegation, team building, how to have fun, how to have no guilt, the importance of gratitude, and after caregiving, when you're no longer a caregiver. But this 7-day bonus is absolutely free. It comes with the coaching program that you pay for. And the food is all-inclusive. I'm telling you, 7 days and 7 nights here is amazing. This is truly paradise. And I highly recommend it. For more information, go to caregiverdave.com. That's going to send you to my other website. And if you want a shortcut to get there immediately, just go to acapulcodave.com. Thanks again. I look forward to seeing you in Acapulco.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again.